Good morning, MGTOW man. I was talking to her. I mean, she's just sort of similar age to me, maybe a bit older. I was talking to a woman, and she goes, "Oh, and how are you, love? You know." And I said, "Oh, I'm getting by, yeah, pretty good, you know." And so she says, "Oh, yeah." So I said, "Oh, yeah. You can always come over and make me a sandwich." And she goes, "Oh, would you like ham, cheese and tomato with a bit of onion?" And I said, "Yes, I would. And I'd like a bit of lettuce and a bit of beetroot as well." And she goes, "Oh, that sounds good." But if you say that to some sort of retard feminist type, they get all uppity and their knickers are in a twist. They got their cunt flaps in a knot, you know. Oh dear. Oh, that's sexist, that is. That's rude. Oh, fuck. I suppose it's easier to sort of say that, you know, "Oh, you're very rude," rather than go, "It's very rude. It's sexist. Fuck." It's easier to say that than admit that you're a fucking loser. So I've just gone off and scored some drugs, you know, some medicine type drugs. And a bit of shopping, a few other bits and pieces, very good. And now because it's evening, well, it's not super late in the day, but it's late. So it's not far off getting dark. And there's a moderately sort of thick layer of cloud. There's just a bit of drizzle happening. And so it's going to be a slow drive home. Very slow. With the drizzle, there won't be sort of many kangaroos about, but there, I reckon there will be a few getting sort of mobile. And they're the ones we don't want to know about. Or don't want to know about hitting them. So, you know, they might say, "Well, we'd rather stay under the in the sheltered area and not get rained on." But because it's so light, you know, we might take a bit, and so hungry, we might take a bit of a wander over the road and down into the paddocks where there's some green grass. Some good sweet feed. And I don't know if any of you guys know this, but just like we go, "Oh, an apple is really sweet," or "an apple's really sour," you know, other animals that eat grass will go, they have preferences for the grass, being the age and the quality and the nutritional benefit and as much sort of the energy, higher sort of sugar sort of type grasses rather than old sick, you know, kind of halfway dead sort of grass. And so there's, you know, they get that with palate. It's called the palatability of the feed. And horses, sheep, cattle, kangaroos, all the other things that eat grass, are quite sort of aware of how good the grass is or isn't. So, you know, if they can smell some good grass nearby, they'll go for that rather than just sitting in the middle of the shit dry grass that they don't particularly like and it doesn't taste particularly fucking good, you know. So anyway, I've got to go back home and get on with some, you know, hatchet job type things, which is good. All right, catch us later.